should go into radio.
Say now!
Hey, that sounds great.
So how do we do that?
How do we start this thing?
You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Oh, you're good at this.
And now, folks, it's time for Who Do You Trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money.
Just go do it already.
Let's go already!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
All right, before we get started, some bad news here. I've got a guest here in studio, Dom DeFelice, one of the DeFelice Brothers pizza guys. And I swear to you, I'm not making this up. On the Facebook live stream, you actually saw this River Talk Facebook page. Right before we're getting started, he checks his watch. Is this thing working? Is this thing? This is no way to start an interview. This is no way to ingratiate yourself with the host. Let me tell you that, Dom.
Dom DeLuise,
you believe this?
Okay.
Sorry about that. Check your watch.
Not quite as funny as
you're
him.
I believe that. But you're the first guest that I've ever had who actually checked his watch right before we started the show.
I was seeing how quickly we're going to get on the air.
He's so fun.
You asked me to be here at 6:30 so we could prepare.
And of course you were late, exactly. As was my guest yesterday. Oh. You have no idea. You have no idea how difficult it is being me.
Actually, you said said quarter till. I was here right on the money.
Oh, I did say quarter till?
Yeah.
Oh,
you said 15 minutes early. And then when we walked in, you said we were early. Just saying.
What a ball buster this guy is. Jeez, I'm not a stick. Anyway, so Dom is our very special guest. He brought. Why are you laughing now?
I'm enjoying myself.
This is a virtually major market, a radio program here. I'm a legendary talk show host, and you're already just laughing at me.
Laughing at you. I'm having fun.
You're laughing with me.
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't laughing. Tammy, his handler, is here. There's Tammy back there. Hold on a second. Let me
call her.
There.
Yes.
There, you can see. Kneel down a little bit. There, that's Tammy over there. All right, fine. And she said, I want no part of this. Do not put me on the air. And I think we now understand why. All right, so Dom DeFelice. All kidding aside, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Also, he says that now. Let's see what it's like at the end of the interview. Thank you for the coffee mug. I appreciate it. I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. Because I want to be gracious. However,
what's wrong with it?
My last name is Vassilaris. It's spelled with a V.
Yes.
And look at what this guy sends me. DW.
That's the best we could do on short notice.
Okay, so what was the DW for, actually?
I don't know.
Jesus. Unbelievable. I'm actually getting a headache here.
Anyway, now I'm going to have people yelling at me because they didn't get that mug.
Oh, really? Oh, Johnny Oden. Well, yeah, he's got all your money. That's why. Anyway, so Dom DeFelice, first, thank you. All kidding aside, thank you for
thank
being
you.
Here. Tammy, keep an eye on this guy. And so you're running for a Belmont County Commissioner.
I am.
The Republican Party nomination.
Yes.
Tell me about Dom DeFelice. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I am a native of Belmont County. Been here all my life. Chose to live here for my life. A lot of my friends moved away back in 1979. I was going to go to photography school. I was going to be a professional photographer. And in order to do that, I had to save the money to go to photography school. So I started working at Eastern Plating in Martins Ferry. A lot of people are too young to even know what that was, but it was a plating plant.
What'd you do there?
I did a number of things. I was maintenance helper. I worked on the line. I was a chemical person, put the chemicals in the line.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dangerous jobs, too. They were, on a tank, if you had a giant EMT elbow fall in the line, you were trying to fish it out, you could be seriously injured or killed if you fell in there. So it was dangerous work. It paid well.
Did you have any health challenges from working there? A lot of people here in the Valley, when they work like the aluminum plant or whatever, end up getting really sick later on in life. Does that affect you?
Who knows? Okay. I mean, I've never been diagnosed with something that was related to that.
Good.
But there were things. I mean, you come home because of the caustics that you handled, you would get sores, irritations on your skin.
Oh.
Yeah, if that stuff got on you, it could eat a hole in you. You'd have to get to a shower and get it off. Man. So, but anyhow, moving forward.
Yes.
When I got laid off, my brother was working at Picoma Industries, the pipe plant that was sister company.
Yeah.
And I decided that my sister had been in the pizza business earlier, years earlier. So I thought, well, I'll go into pizza business to save enough money to go to photography school.
Really?
And being Italian, my dad said, you can't go into pizza business by yourself. Your brother always wanted to be in the pizza business. So hence we started D. Felice Brothers Pizza.
And your brother's name?
TJ. He is now deceased. Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. So you started what year?
1982.
Okay. What was it like the first year?
Terrible. Nobody knew who we were. We're in a little town of Shadyside in a little building about the size of this room, about 600 square feet.
Do you know Shadyside? My doctor is Angelo
Georges.
Yes, do you know
he's
him?
He's Greek. Yes.
Well, yeah, he's Greek. I don't hold
that
against
like
him.
Greeks. No.
No. Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
The black sheep.
You're
the
black
Greek
sheep of the Greek.
No, he's my doctor.
Okay, he's mine too.
I don't allow just anybody to stick his finger up my butt. Let me
actually
tell you. So.
Yeah. Fine. Well, as long as you only feel one hand on your shoulder, you're okay.
Oh, it's supposed to be only one? Get me Angelo Georges. Get me. Sorry, we'll talk later. So
he's been a good, good sponsor guy of my campaign. Too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yes,
good.
Big
good,
shout out.
Good
to
man.
Him.
Good man. Actually, good man. Loves Ohio State. Jeez.
Yes. Yes.
Ohio State. He needs to pay his front office staff more money, I would say. I'm just trying to cause trouble. That's
yeah.
all.
So we grew up in the same town.
Yes.
That's a little sidebar there. But anyhow, we were talking about getting into pizza business. And so we started. It was slow. It was quiet. We had $75 nights.
Really? How was the pizza when you first started? Was it as good as it is now?
No, it was terrible. Really? And I had the recipes. I had my mom's recipes, and I had my sister's pizza dough recipe that she brought from an Italian gentleman in Alaska.
Wow.
When they came back. And yeah, and the sauce recipe. But what I did was I listened to the customer. And the customers would say, your sauce is too tart. And so we would work at it. And then there was the Lewis brothers who had a bakery across the street. We'd go over there and talk to them about our dough, what was wrong. And I learned what yeast did and what sugar did and what salt did. And then we developed a product in 1982, if you recall. That's when Pizza Hut came out with pan pizza.
Uh-huh.
And we developed a crust that was very similar, but we could not accomplish a one baked pizza. We had to bake it. It's almost Sicilian style. You bake it with sauce on it, bring it out, top it, put it back in.
Oh wow.
So it's a very complicated process. It is a painstaking labor intensive process, which is why our pizza's not cheap, but it's very good, and it's won awards in 1990-91, and then again in 2005 we went to Italy and won best pizza in the USA. So
my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious now. You had these great recipes. All these great recipes. Why didn't they work?
Well, a recipe is only part of the deal. You have to have the process. You have to look at how you're processing things. You know, when people say stuff, you have to listen, and then you have to take. I don't always take what somebody says as the exact way to do it. I listen, and then I try to come up with what, adapt it to where you're at, what you're doing.
When did you know that you finally hit that sweet spot with the customers? Was there one day, was there one process, was there one moment, aha moment? It's like, yeah.
Yes and no. When I worked in the shop day to day, I would always turn the pizza box to the customer with the logo and say, thank you, and I hope you enjoy it. And I was genuine, I was sincere. And when they would look at me and say, we always do, then I knew we had something.
Wow.
You know?
That is crazy.
And how we came up with a phrase early on before we delivered, the pizza worth going after. And how I came up with that was I was over at Abby's, when it was Abby's Lounge, and there was a guy there in our competitor, Domino's, was just coming on the market around here, and he said to me, he said, you know, Domino's pizza delivers. We didn't. And I said, well, D. Felice has the pizza worth going after.
Nice.
And I just threw it out there, and his jaw dropped, and he looked at me and he said, you're right. I would go get it.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, we're going to get a trademark on that.
Yeah, good for you. Good, so, good for you. Good for you. So I'm not asking you for state secrets.
Yes.
But for my listeners, I'm an awful lot of listeners, you could well imagine, and many of them love pizza and they want to make their own. At least some of them want to make their own. What's the secret, without divulging your state secrets?
Without telling you the secret, what's the secret?
Well, gee, I was trying to get around that way, but he caught on. I'll ask him anyway, what the hell's the secret? What? Oh, let me rephrase this. What do people do typically wrong when they make pizza at home? How about that?
What do they do? Well, oh, it's, that's
is that a great question?
That's a difficult question to answer because of what I told you. There's a bunch of variables.
What's the biggest
consistency
variable?
And that sounds so simple that people just glide right over it. But do what you do, pick what you like, and then change what you don't like. But don't change everything at once. Change one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep that variables. I make homemade wine, and I make a good wine, and I developed it through simple changes, not complicated changes.
What kind of wine do you make?
Well, right now I make Zinfandel, primarily red Zinfandel, not white. And it was derived from my dad and I when I was 12 years old. We made Dago Red, and
I was thinking it. I didn't want to say it.
You could say it.
But boy, was I thinking it, huh, Tammy? Yeah.
That's what they called it.
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. They're
politically
the ones.
Correct. Yeah.
Exactly. They're the ones, not me.
Yes.
So, do you serve that now? That wine?
No.
Why not?
No. I mean, I have it at home.
I understand you have it at home.
Because it's a complicated process. You have to follow laws and rules, and you know, you can't just serve homemade wine in your restaurant.
Seriously, you can't?
No.
I did not know. I literally did not know that. What the hell do I know about wine? But I just thought that'd be a very cool thing.
It would
homemade
be.
Homemade wine,
yeah.
You know, from Dom DeFelice. I think that would
the
be
the dream
wonderful.
One day is to, yeah.
What is the dream?
Dante's Forno and wood-fired pizzas and homemade wine and Italian recipes that my grandmother made. And
I sure hope to God you trademark all those things that you just
when
said.
When I'm old enough to retire.
Oh, wait, okay. All right. Very quickly, what is this dream specifically? And this is for you or for your son?
What's that? Oh, no. It's just a, yeah, both for me and my son.
Okay, great. Good. So you
it's a dream.
That's a dream. Okay. Yeah. How many locations? There are a lot of locations here we for the DeFelice Brothers Pizza.
We have 10 locations. We have 9 up and down the Ohio River.
Mm-hmm.
We started with the one in Shadyside and then developed. What I'm most proud of is that we took it to the level where we brought on franchisees. We empowered people to have their own business. So most of the stores now are franchised.
Oh, really?
And have independent owners.
Huh. Very quick question, going up to a hard break. How on earth do you maintain consistency so that each pizza at each store tastes exactly the way it's supposed to taste? What's the secret for that?
The secret is just what you said, consistency. And you do that through standards. You develop standards and you get the franchisees to all buy into those standards.
Is that hard to get them to buy in?
You know what? It's easier. It's hard to maintain because you bring in new people all the time.
Yeah.
So you're constantly training. And so it's hard to maintain the standards. All the franchisees follow the standards and want to have the same standards.
That's great. Are you selling more franchises? Or are you done with the franchise?
We do.
Business?
You want one?
What's it cost?
About $150,000.
I think I'll
probably $40,000. That's for a whole. I mean, you'll pay that much for your car, probably.
$150,000?
You would. You would.
You're, what? Jeez.
The Greek tycoon that you are.
If I was a Greek tycoon, I wouldn't be working here, let me tell you. I'd be owning the place. I'd be hiring Mr. Deepak. Yeah.
Actually, you've got to remember, that would be a career. It's not a...
Oh, it would be a
you
career.
Know, it's not
oh,
a
yeah.
toy. It's,
you'd be married to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a marriage. All right. More with a very special guest. We're going to find out why he wants to be a Belmont County Commissioner.